We are not running a race to earn heaven. That's already guaranteed. That's given to us at salvation. So we're not running the race for heaven, to earn heaven. We are running a race to bring glory to God, to be pleasing to Him. And He also promises us rewards for faithful stewardship over the race that we run. And He purposely tells us this to encourage us. That's the joy that is set before us. Matthew 25, 21, the Lord says to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:8, "Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing." And Paul also said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, that we should be forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." We are not running for earthly prizes. At least we shouldn't be. But many times we are just like the world, and that is what we are running towards. That is what we are pursuing. Earthly, temporal things. But we are called to run for God's glory. Eternal rewards. When we get weary, as it says here in verse 3, when we get weary in our faith, in the race, when our faith is struggling, maybe even when you might think that God has turned His back on you, when it seems that we'll never get out of that mess that we're in, we feel like we can't hold on any longer, we can't continue on in the race. When you're tempted to feel that way, to believe that way, turn to Hebrews 12, verse 3. "Consider Him who endured from sinners such hostility against Himself, so that you, all believers, may not grow weary or faint-hearted." You don't give up. You are encouraged because you are in Christ. Christ paid for your sins. Christ rose again from the dead. He is victorious over all sin. He is victorious over all trials. In Him, you are victorious. You are running a race from the position of victory, not from defeat. So quit walking around like Eeyore. Be encouraged. Look at yourself, you'll get discouraged. At times, when you look at others, you'll get discouraged. But when you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, you will always be encouraged. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." If you are here this morning, I hope you understand how much Jesus Christ loves you. That's why He came. That's why He endured the cross. Because He loves you. He had you on His mind when He went to that cross. laid down his life freely, he had you on his mind. When he received that excruciating beating, that scourging, he had you on his mind. When he was spit upon and mocked, rejected, he had you on his mind. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. He didn't come to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He died to take your place. And if you are here today, you've never asked Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sin, I hope you understand how much he loves you, why he came, why he died, and that through him, you can have eternal life. We are saved by his grace through faith. If you've never put your trust in Jesus Christ, today, receive him. Repent of your sin. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. If you're here today, you've accepted Christ, and you're experiencing a difficult time, a trial that you are in. Maybe God will deliver you today from it, tomorrow, next week. But until he does so, remain steadfast. Run with endurance. It might be a lifelong trial that he has you go through. But when you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ and what awaits you in glory, it'll encourage you, it'll motivate you to keep running your race well. Not living for yourself, but living for the one who died for you. We're going to have a verse of invitation. Whatever the need is, maybe you want to pray for our Valentine's outreach babysitting event tonight. Maybe you know someone who needs the Lord and you want to pray for them. Whatever the need is, just come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, the author, the founder, the perfecter of our faith, that through him we have eternal life. Through him we have victory. Through him, all of us can run well. Father, help us to cast aside every weight, every sin, anything that is keeping us from running effectively, running the race that you've called us to run. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand. I have a verse of invitation. Amen. You may be seated. Do you have a response card? If any personal information change, email, etc., you can fill that out. Have a prayer request or type of ministry you'd like to be involved in. If you made a decision for Christ, you'd like to be baptized, you can check the appropriate boxes. Our life groups continue this week after the service at the God's Home across the street in Carolina Commons, and then Wednesday at the Keltner's Home, and then Friday night at the Lomax's Home. This evening, we are still having our regular service. Some have asked, yes, we are still having our regular service starting at 6, but prior to that, we're asking anyone who's going to be involved in helping out with the babysitting here, the babysitting for the community, if you can be here at 5, because we're opening up at 5:30, so we'd like to have everyone in place. If you have any questions, you can see Tricia, and but I know she sent an email. We sent an email out yesterday regarding where you'll be serving. The junior church class for the month of February, they're emphasizing reading the Bible daily, and they are challenging the whole congregation to join them in reading your Bibles daily. If you're not in the habit of doing that, start somewhere. And just start reading. Start in Genesis, and you know, 5 minutes, 10, and continue to increase it and where the Lord leads. But just make it a habit to read the Word of God daily. Our next game night is Saturday, March 5th. The Lomax's Abundant Life Group is going to Wellbrook March 13th, 1:30. And men's Bible study continues this week at my house at 7 p.m. Okay, if the men will come forward, we'll take up this morning's offering. Adam, could you pray with the offering, please?
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you, God, for the offering. Even if it's just a penny, Lord, we just give it to you, God. We just thank you for everything that you have given to us, and we ask that you would bless it for your glory. In Jesus' name.